Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Friday, February 7th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Mac Stadium. Leading off today, in addition to the other changes and features in Apple's latest round of developer betas, 9to5 Mac has found evidence of a new Apple TV model in the tvOS 13.4 beta code. The code reveals a new Apple TV model that features a model number and a code name similar to past Apple TV hardware. We don't know exactly what the new features of this new Apple TV are, but the internal files of tvOS 13.4 suggest that the hardware is based on the A12 or the A13 Bionic chips. The current Apple TV model is powered by Apple's A10 Fusion processor. The code also indicates that the maximum resolution supported will be 4K with HDR. This isn't the first we've heard about a potential new Apple TV set-top box. Last September, a reliable source on Twitter said that they expect a new Apple TV model with an A12 processor, just like this code evidence now corroborates. 9to5 Mac has also heard from an anonymous tipster that said we should expect a new Apple TV with support for HDMI 2.1. HDMI 2.1 makes improvements specifically targeting latency and fast-moving content for video games. Apple's TV efforts over the last year have focused on the latest Apple TV app and bringing it to the third-party smart TVs from other brands. Even Apple's discontinued third-generation TV hardware received an update including the new Apple TV app. A more powerful Apple TV wouldn't have a big impact on the streaming video service, especially if it costs the same as the current model or even more. But with that being said, Apple Arcade also debuted in 2019. It brings a suite of over 100 games to Apple TV, Mac, iPhone, and iPad. And even though the current generation Apple TV isn't slow, as Apple Arcade games become more powerful, it's possible that it will soon start to show its age. An Apple TV with the A12 or A13 processor would ensure that tvOS could keep up with those future Apple Arcade games. Of course, there is the possibility that Apple is planning lower-cost Apple TV hardware, but for now, we'll have to wait and see what exactly the company has planned. In other news, new data this week from Strategy Analytics underscores the impact of Apple Watch on both Apple's business and the industry as a whole. While Apple doesn't report unit sales for the Apple Watch, Strategy Analytics estimates that Apple shipped 31 million units worldwide during 2019. The comparison emphasized by Strategy Analytics is against the Swiss watch industry, which sold 21 million units in all of 2019. That number includes sales by all Swiss watch brands combined. So what this means is that Apple Watch by itself outsold the entire Swiss industry by 10 million units during 2019. Apple Watch also grew year over year by 36%, with unit sales increasing from 22.5 million to 30.7 million. Conversely, the Swiss watch industry saw a 13% decline year over year, going from 24.2 million to 21.1 million. In its Q1 2020 earnings release, Apple reported revenue of $10 billion from its wearables, home, and accessories category. This quarter marked the first time that Apple's wearables business outsold the Mac, which brought in $7.2 billion in revenue. So not only is Apple Watch affecting Apple's business, it's also having a dramatic impact on the rest of the industry. But something to keep in mind is that Apple itself does not report unit sales for Apple Watch or any of its products. Nonetheless, it's clear that Apple Watch continues to grow and eat into the sales of traditional watchmakers. We are sponsored this week by Mac Stadium, provider of Apple Mac infrastructure as a service. As anyone creating apps for Mac or iOS knows, Apple requires you to build with macOS on authentic Mac hardware. Unfortunately, this leaves many dev teams working with their own hardware in-house, Mac Pros in a closet or a stack of Mac Minis under a desk. Mac Stadium has solved this problem by making Mac private clouds available in enterprise-grade data centers around the world. They're like AWS, Azure, or GCP, but for Mac hardware. Mac Stadium also recently debuted Orca, a new virtualization layer that lets developers integrate with standard tools like Docker to create and manage Mac clouds. And for 9 to 5 Mac daily listeners, Mac Stadium is offering 50% off the first 2 months of a Mac Mini subscription with code 9to5Mac at the link in the show notes below. My thanks to Mac Stadium for their support of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. To round out this week, let's check in with Trevor Doherty from 9 to 5 Toys for details on some of the best Apple deals of the day.
This weekend's best deals at 9 to 5 Toys include Apple Watch Series 4 and 5 at new all-time lows with up to $250 off over at Amazon. You can also save big on the latest iPad Pros with up to $199 off over at Amazon. Of course, you'll find all of this weekend's best deals over at 9 to 5 Toys. Make sure you're following us on Twitter under the same name at 9 to 5 Toys so you don't miss out on any of those deals as they come in throughout the month of February.
Other things new on 9 to 5 Mac today include a new video from Jeff Benjamin going over all of the new features and changes in iOS 13.4 Beta 1. We've also got the latest episode of the 9 to 5 Mac Stack Trace podcast with Guy Rambo and John Sundell. That wraps up another week of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. As always, if you like the show, it's tremendously helpful if you leave us a rating and a review in Apple's podcast app, as well as subscribe in the podcast app or your podcast player of choice. Doing these helps more people find the show and helps us keep bringing you 5 episodes of 9 to 5 Mac Daily per week. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com, follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back on Monday for a new week of Apple news.